Welcome back to All Things Marcellus on 94.3 FM, The Talker, with Attorney Doug Clark from the Clark Law Firm, where I'm located at 1563 Main Street in Peckville. And you can always contact me by telephone at 570-307-0702. My practice is focused on representing landowners and only landowners with respect to all contractual agreements and negotiations with gas companies, pipeline companies. Check out the website's great educational landowner information at pagasleaseattorney.com and pipelineattorney.com, where we also have closing in on, or maybe even exceeding this point, about 30 hours of prior radio shows that you can listen to and broken down in segments. Outstanding resource for landowners. And I know that we get a lot of people that call saying great show or great topic, and you can always email topics for future shows to questions at pagasleaseattorney.com. And I do look at those emails and we try to address those topics in future shows. And we're working on having Tom Karam from Laser Northeast Pipeline Company on next week's show. We have that tentatively scheduled, and we have several Penn State guys coming up. But today we have Trevor Walczak, who's the vice president of the Pennsylvania chapter of NARO, and they have, very excited about this, their first annual meeting at State College this Thursday and Friday, and it is at Top Trees Convention Center. Trevor, can you tell us again, if I want to join or I want to learn more about this NARO and I want to learn more about the conference, what can I do or how can I find this information out?
Sure. The NARO website is www.naro-us.org, and you can click on the Pennsylvania chapter, which would be on the sidebar there, and that'll take you right to all of our chapter information, lists the registration for the convention and the events, and also, you know, if you want to join, all the paperwork is right there.
Trevor, let's talk about, let's kind of shift gears, and let's talk about some other issues, and in particular, an issue that I'm always interested in as a our family in our Wayne County property, and literally in close to 500 acres. Let's talk Delaware River Basin Commission, and I understand that you have some history there and obviously some good knowledge. Can you give us a little brief background of, you know, your information with respect to the Delaware River Basin Commission and anything that NARO has done and you've specifically done with respect to the commission?
Sure. Right now, the DRBC is in a drilling moratorium, and most of that comes because New York City has their drinking water supply from within the river basin. And so there's a great concern of the people of New York City that, you know, we don't want any drilling happening in this area because we don't want this contamination to happen. So from a landowner's point of view, you know, my family owns land up in Wayne County. And of course, my involvement with NARO as far as a education and advocacy group, you know, are concerned about this type of moratorium, because in essence it's removing your rights as a landowner. You know, one of the things that I think is very important is, are these private property rights that, you know, you pay your taxes, you follow the rules, and then all of a sudden the government takes something from you, your ability to develop that. And so the DRBC has imposed this moratorium, and in that time they've been drafting these new rules and regulations. And these new regulations are kind of starting from base. They were originally, DRBC held water and watershed activities. That's what their concern was. And these new regulations, they are more or less encompassing much of what DEP does. And so they, with drafting these new regulations before they're enacted, they have a public comment session. They had six public comment meetings where anybody that, you know, would like to comment could come and say their piece. And so I attended one of those comment sessions in Honesdale, and that was February 22nd. And I was asked to, you know, it was a kind of a lottery. You just kind of have to show up and get in line to get a speaker's position. No one was guaranteed that. But I was kind of asked to speak because of my involvement with NARO, also as a small business owner and also as a landowner in the DRBC, to come in and kind of say our piece, you know. So that was quite an experience. You know, we were there kind of side with, you know, I guess on point in the battle against Josh Fox, the maker of Gasland, and Mark Ruffalo, the actor from Hollywood. You know, he was there. So there was quite a bit of, I guess, media activity because of that. But, you know, a great experience to get out there and fight for the Pennsylvania landowners, you know, let them know. I mean, I stood up and said, you know, this is our land, you know, and we as taxpaying individuals, you know, we should have the rights to develop our land responsibly. You know, noting that in the Fifth Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, that the private property shouldn't be taken without just compensation. And in this case, this is a good issue of the government coming in and say, no, you can't develop your resource. You can't develop your private property. And, you know, we have to stand up and fight for that. These draft regulations have gained a lot of criticism in that it's just creating another level of bureaucracy that now the gas companies have to deal with DEP and DRBC in very much overlapping regulations and regulations that are almost operationally prohibitive.
You're listening to All Things Marcellus with Attorney Doug Clark on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And today we have with us special guest Trevor Walczak, who's the vice president of the Pennsylvania chapter of NARO, which is the National Association of Royalty Owners, talking a little bit about the DRBC. Trevor testified at one of the local hearings. Can you tell us, where does it stand now as far as where is the DRBC with respect to the regulations and the rule process?
Well, they're reviewing all this public comment. They are hopefully rewriting some of these regulations, but they don't anticipate that they're going to make any decision until July as to where things are going to happen in the DRBC. So we've got some time. The you know, that powder keg is certainly exploding on a regular basis now, it seems, because that led to that New York Times article that was really critical of DEP's regulations and what's happening in Pennsylvania, more or less stoking the fire of the people that are downstream, the people that have, you know, no immediate benefit to what's happening up here. So they are, you know, just, well, let's stop it. And then, of course, there's the side of the people that own the property up here. They, you know, the gas under your property, you know, you own it. That's your resource. And, you know, they're saying, you know, no, you can't, you know, we're removing that ability to develop that from you.
I'm going to ask you this question, and if you can answer, and I've asked some of the other Penn State guys that have been on the show, and maybe you might be more willing to comment. I mean, what do you foresee as a time frame? You know, you're obviously involved in the process, you're educated in this part of things, and you're interested as a landowner in the DRBC. And I know we have a lot of Wayne County landowners that are interested, and again, you know, we own land property in Wayne County. Do you have any idea or any expectation from your perspective of a time frame where we might see something come out of the DRBC, and then ultimately when we might actually see some drilling activity?
Well, they've allowed these couple of test wells, which is a good sign, and that's going to allow the gas companies to say, yes, we want to continue you know, exploring this region. The DRBC right now is saying, well, it's going to be July before we make a decision. But I would think at that point there's going to be the back-and-forth lawsuits. Of course, the industry doesn't like the draft regulations, and they're really questioning whether the DRBC has legal authority to do what they're threatening to enact with these new rules. And, of course, the environmentalists that are very much against this in this Delaware River Corridor, like I mentioned, you know, Josh Fox, Mark Ruffalo, you know, they're leading this charge, you know, just having it completely shut down. So I would expect some lawsuits on that side. It's going to be hard to say when it'll ever be resolved, and I know it's going to be the front pages of papers, New York City, right on through Pennsylvania.
Yeah, and that's my thought, too. I mean, just on a personal level, I think it's going to be much longer than what a lot of people think. And, you know, you bring up a lot of good points with lawsuits and things of that nature. You're listening to All Things Marcellus on 94.3 FM, The Talker, with Attorney Doug Clark, and we have special guest Trevor Walczak, who is the vice president of the Pennsylvania chapter of NARO. And I'm going to switch gears again a little bit, but I know it comes into play with the DRBC as well. One of the things that NARO does in the Pennsylvania chapter, if you're a member, is provide this newsletter. And you guys have put one out in January 2011, and then also one just recently came out in March of 2011. And I just want to point out, you know, I've read the articles. You've written articles in both of these newsletters, one being in the January article, The Truth Behind the Severance Tax is the title of that article. And then just recently in the March one, Return of the Severance Tax Debate. And then just this past week, the governor opened the door a little bit, not with respect to the tax itself or a severance tax, but maybe a well impact fee. you talk about what your position is with respect to the severance tax? And I guess, too, is it NARO's position as well? Or is it your position as an individual? And can you kind of give us, you know, listeners and landowners an idea of where you stand? And is that the same as where NARO stands?
Sure. The severance tax is a huge issue. And it has started, you know, it started last with the last administration with Rendell proposing that. And it got a lot of excitement from everybody, the environmentalists, you know, the legislators in Harrisburg, you know, everybody, we've got to enact this severance tax. But when you look at the legislation that was proposed, there was nothing there to protect the environment. You know, the environmentalists were kind of being co-opted by the people in Harrisburg as this really just newfound money. Look at all this money we could send to Harrisburg to cover up all of, you know, the spending that's been taking place. It was just a new piggy bank to hit. And I think the environmentalists, to an extent, were being co-opted to say, we need this tax, we need this tax. But there's really nothing in there to protect the environment. You know, now we've got, of course, a new administration, new legislative session, and they're bringing it back. And, you know, of course, in this newsletter, we have tons of opinion editorials. We, you know, put out, you know, list the allocation, which is the major part of what we're talking about in this severance tax debate. Where is this money going? This money that's taking away from the competitiveness of Pennsylvania's natural gas, and what are they going to do with it? Is it going to remedy maybe some of the issues that are being raised through the exploration, or is it just being a drain on production here? In one bill, you know, they're saying 50% of the money gathered by the tax would just go right into the general fund.
We have about 30 seconds or so, Trevor, and I guess, does NARO have a position? Is NARO for, against the severance tax, or is it somewhere in the middle that a severance tax may be appropriate if done properly?
It's all in the allocation. If it goes back to the communities where the drilling is taking place, the fee schedule is a little bit more, I guess, palatable rather than a severance tax. Definitely, I don't think you'll find anybody that's up for it going right to Harrisburg and just being spent there.
In a word or two, because we're really pressing time, how about the well impact fees with the idea of there being a fee and it going to that local region or local community?
Yep, much more palatable.
All right, we're coming up to the end of the show. I want to again remind everybody, the Pennsylvania chapter, NARO, is having their first annual meeting and state convention this Thursday and Friday, March 31st and April 1st at Top Trees Convention Center in State College. You can find more information, sign up for the convention and also for the NARO organization at www.naro-us.org. And you can join up for the conference and also to become a member of NARO. I want to thank Trevor very much for being on the show. Again, Trevor Walczak, who's the vice president of the Pennsylvania chapter of NARO. Thank you very much, Trevor, for being a guest today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And reminder to listeners, you can always contact me by telephone at 570-307-0702. Check out the websites. If you missed any of today's shows or any other show in the last 6 or 7 months, now you can go to the websites at pagasleaseattorney.com and pipelineattorney.com. Great information there and all the archived shows. Have a great week, everyone, and hope to see you this Thursday and Friday at the NARO Conference in State College.
The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The opinions voiced in this program are for general information and educational purposes only and are not intended to provide specific legal advice or recommendation for any individual. Listening to this program or submitting email questions to pagasleaseattorney.com or pipelineattorney.com does not create an attorney-client relationship between you and the Clark Law Firm or attorney Doug Clark. No attorney-client relationship shall be formed until such time as your matter is accepted in writing and by the execution of a representation agreement by the Clark Law Firm and the client. It is recommended that you consult with an attorney experienced in oil and gas law prior to entering into any legal agreement or contract.